The force that severs this inborn process of grasping at true existence is the higher training in wisdom. This is the most important method in the quest for eternal liberation. However, to intensify and stabilize the higher training in wisdom, one should also cultivate the higher trainings in meditative concentration and ethical self-discipline. Here, the practice of self-discipline largely refers to the vows for individual liberation, such as the five vows of a lay practitioner and the novice and full ordinations of monks and nuns. The five vows are to refrain from killing, stealing, lying, adultery, and alcohol. With the foundation of ethical self-discipline, one can then enter into the higher training of meditative concentration. Based on these two forces, our meditation upon emptiness takes on an ever-increasing strength. Throughout our training, we should guard our discipline well. And whenever there is a transgression, we should recollect the three jewels, admit the fault, and purify ourselves of it, determining to practice harder in the future. In this way, our combined practice of the three higher trainings reaches to the very root of samsaric suffering. Success in the practice of these three trainings depends upon a correctly directed mind. Therefore, we meditate upon the sufferings inherent in even the higher realms of samsara. And we cultivate an awareness that spontaneously looks upon the highest samsaric pleasures, fame, wealth, power, prestige, and so forth, in the same way as the tiger sees grass. The spirit of freedom, which is the non-attachment and non-grasping of inner renunciation, inspires us to direct our every energy at transcending all samsaric imperfection.